The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Well, it ends today, but it's been a long, strange trip for the bizarre-sounding military doctrine, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Here's its beginning back in 1993. Bill Clinton, perhaps the last and worst president to ever advise anyone on their conduct, offering a clever-sounding compromise over the issue of gays in the American military.
I have ordered Secretary Aspin to issue a directive consisting of these essential elements. One, servicemen and women will be judged based on their conduct, not their sexual orientation. Two, therefore, the practice, now 6 months old, of not asking about sexual orientation in the enlistment procedure will continue.
It continued for 18 years. And if you watch this video, Clinton, who looks insanely young in it, also looks rather proud of this bit of semantics to allow him, he thought, to make good on a campaign promise. Sir, now, I'm not going to ask your name, but basically from that moment on, you were forced to live something of a lie. Is that right?
That's a good estimate. When I first put my hand in the air to take my first oath in 1996, I knew I wouldn't be able to be open and honest with my fellow service members. I knew at that point I'd be living two separate lives, and it's been very frustrating. There have been a lot of challenges that I've had to face, but I think as of today, that no longer will be the case.
And you are openly gay?
I am.
All right, then. All that ends today. Name, rank, and serial number, please.
My name is Lieutenant Commander Zach Matthews. I am a U.S. Coast Guard search and rescue helicopter pilot, and I've been serving as a gay man for the past 11 years.
How does that make you feel to say that? Because on the program when you were on a few months back, you still wouldn't say it, even though we knew this policy was going to end.
You're correct. It actually makes me feel really good, and I think I'm not alone in speaking for many, many other servicemen and women today in that this is a good day for all of us.
That's Lieutenant Commander Zachary Matthews, a helicopter pilot with the Coast Guard, announcing on our program what is essentially the policy today, that the gays can serve openly in the American military. Commander, hold on there for a second, because you are not alone in this segment. Also joining us is Jace Daniels, who was discharged from the Navy in 2007. Jace, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you are, under this policy, permitted in theory to re-enlist, right?
That's correct.
How's that going?
It's going great. I've already submitted all my paperwork, and I am waiting for the 21st to take my oath.
And then you will be back as a petty officer, or I don't know what rank exactly you're going back to.
Petty officer second class, so an E5.
And I'm looking at your biography a little bit, and without recounting it in an overly long question here, it seems as though for many years you have basically designed your life around this don't ask, don't tell policy. How relieved do you feel today?
I can't tell you. It's been a long 4 years, and like I've been telling a lot of people, this isn't just a victory for me, but it's a victory for so many people who have been serving silently for so many years.
And let's look forward, if we could. What are the implications here? Certainly in communities around the United States, the profile of gay culture, certainly in New York, that's the case, in San Francisco, that's the case, has a much greater profile than the numbers. I'm wondering if this policy permits an openly gay culture to emerge in the military, the likes of which I can't imagine right now, but I suspect is possibly a subject of conversation. Zach Matthews?
Well, I think first and foremost, John, gay and lesbian service members are going to continue to come to work and do their job because that's their duty. That's what they've been assigned to do. But I think it's important that that gays and lesbians in the military stand up and be role models and be examples to, if anything, to reinforce positive mindsets and dispel any negative ones for gays and lesbians that are serving in the military.
Lieutenant Commander Zachary Matthews, first of all, I wanted to ask you, did the others that you served with, did they know that you were gay?
I think they did. I can go for only so long, showing up stag at social events without folks beginning to maybe put two and two together. And I've had the I've had the ability to share with some very trusted friends of mine, you know, who I am. But for the most part, I think folks just either figured it out on their own or they've just not really, it's not really been an issue for them.
So do you think this will change any of your relationships with the soldiers who serve with?
You know, I don't know. It may, and if it does, you know, I'm happy for that. But the bottom line is, like I said earlier, you know, I'm going to continue coming to work and doing my job because that's what it's about for me.
Lieutenant Commander Zach Matthews, that is a broader question here. Jace Daniels, let me put it to you. I suggested at the top of the hour here that a glass closet in Don't Ask, Don't Tell goes away and people can serve openly. But I'm wondering if there will emerge something of a glass ceiling where if you are openly gay, it's a limitation to your level of advancement.
I don't think that's the case. You know, I think that everybody who's in the military, regardless of your orientation, they learn the very same values and very same disciplines that everybody else does. I think the biggest thing about this is that it's not going to be a big deal.
It's not going to be a big deal. Well, I mean, that was certainly the General Chief said it was would not be a big deal, and it has not been such a big deal in, you know, American culture, this sort of intermingling and assimilation that's gone on really for the past 18 years. Was Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Jace Daniels, a complete botch by Bill Clinton back in 1993?
You know, I think that his intentions were good. I think that... you know, once Congress had taken it out of his hands and codified it into a law, there really wasn't much that he could do about it after that. You know, it's just been bad law for the past 18 years, and it's good to finally see it gone.
Jace Daniels, you'll reenlist and be back in uniform when?
Wednesday.
Sworn in on Wednesday. All right, Jace Daniels will be a petty officer in the U.S. Navy. Lieutenant Commander Zach Matthews, again, describe your sense of relief.
It feels really good, and I think I speak on not only on other gay and lesbian service members, but the countless numbers have gone before us who have fought this battle for many years. It's a great day for all of us.
Let's say it a couple more times. Zachary Matthews, that's your name, right?
That is my
Zach
name.
Zach Matthews.
Thanks,
Mr. Matthews, Commander Matthews. Commander Matthews.
Yes, indeed.
Public, you're only talking to about 1 million people this morning. Hey, buddy, you are out.
Indeed.
Lieutenant Commander Zachary Matthews, MH-65 helicopter pilot with the Coast Guard. One of the data points, the facts of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy officially ending today. Thanks to both of you, and thanks to both of you for your service.
John, thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.